Hello, and welcome back to another episode. This episode is a little different because we got us a special guest this week. Whoop, whoop.
We do. So for funsies, I am Tyler, and I guess we should call you guys by your last names because that's going to get confusing.
That is going to get a bit confusing. Do you remember back in the day when we had our other friend named Ashley? We were A squared. That's super silly, but I just remember that.
You guys can be A squared too. So we have another Ashley.
Hi.
Which is joining us for this week's episode. So there are going to be three of us, and I'll just call you Riz because I feel like I call you Rizzy anyway. So
you really do.
She'll just be other Ashley. Yeah, I think it's fair. So, Ashley, you can stay off of mute.
Okay, I wasn't.
No, you can stay off of mute. I mean, we stay off of mute. That's why we talk over each other sometimes. It's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, it gets bad.
But it's fine. So we have Ashley on. I guess we should let you introduce yourself and explain how we've all met.
Okay, so I'm other Ashley, born April 14th, so I am your star Aries here. I met Tyler at work, and I met Rizzy, I guess, through Tyler. Did I meet you at a party, or did I actually meet you at her house?
I don't.
That's a good point. When did I introduce you guys privately, or did we just be like, here's a party, show up?
I think the first time we met in person was at the brewery.
Oh, wait.
That was like the first in-person meeting, but like we had conversations on the phone before that.
That was pre-Cove, right?
I think a brewery.
COVID, or was that like right as it happened? Because I don't remember wearing a mask. I remember when we were sitting.
I'm like, I have pictures of a lot of shit.
I pulled my phone too, just to see if I could find it.
I don't think I have. I know I don't have any pictures, but Instagram. I'm pretty sure it was like right during the vid. I don't think I wore a mask. I'm pretty sure
one of you, because you were here a lot too.
But it's your photo that you have with you're both wearing your Frankie Iero shirts. That's what I remember about it.
Oh, that was right as COVID was happening. Cause that was that I know exactly what that is. That was the brewery trip that used to be by the apartment. Mm-hmm, so that was
August March of 2020.
August.
Oh, this one says August.
You have pictures?
Oh no, you're right. This April of 2020.
Not of Ashley, but of you and I. Remember when we took, I have my, who the fuck is Frank Iero, and you have your Mikey Way shirt on,
really,
and we took the pictures at the brewery?
I was like, what Frank Iero shirt? I was like, I don't have one. Oh, that is right. Yep. Our pre-unmasked
Tyler, you have posted this photo like 5 times. It's very confusing.
It's a good fucking photo. That's why I posted so many times.
That's why I got the date confused, because I'm going by the post.
Ashley and I do not take pictures together anymore, which one of my goals this year is to try to take more photos.
Which I don't
and
know why.
I realize I'm like, we don't take as much, like when we're hanging out.
I really don't even have my phone out much.
I realize I don't take pictures at all.
I don't either. Like I'm literally
just because I'm great fucking company.
You're great company. And then I usually just keep my phone away.
But you know what's interesting about that?
About keeping your phone
away? You
would
think because people spend so little time together now because of the pandemic that would actually empower people to use their cameras more just to kind of say like, hey, this is the last time I saw this person and I really kind of want to idolize that moment.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite that's been happening during the pandemic is despite the fact that you haven't seen people for extended periods of time, you don't find a need to like put it on social media in any type of format. It's just, you're almost silent about it because you don't want the repercussions of like, well, why were you out in society doing X, Y, and Z with this person in the midst of a pandemic?
I mean, true. I wasn't even thinking of that. I do feel it. Like what Ashley said too, is I don't think about it. Like, especially when her and I are together, I'm not really on my phone. The only, like, I feel like the only time I am is when we're trying to make sure we keep our snap streak going.
Mm-hmm. Can't lose that.
But like, that's it. But I am trying to be more mindful, as I want to have more pictures. I'm pretty sure my chairs broke for my cats. I want to have more pictures.
How do you break? How did your cat break
like,
a chair?
I love taking photos. Like, I want to. The zipper's like ripped.
Oh.
Loki likes to scratch on the chair.
Oh, what a turd.
He's a little rude. He's probably going to come up here. Yeah. But I do think that's one thing. I want to bring my camera with me a lot more.
That and way, you have that nice camera,
take
too.
Take pictures on my phone. I have them on my camera.
That nice cam.
I do, but I want to I want a film camera.
Oh, like back in the day.
I would have to, like, get a dark room or know where you could develop film. Yeah. I just feel like it would be cool. I mean, it would be fun. So, I was not off today, but you guys were off today. What did you do with your days off?
A whole bunch of nothing in true Ashley fashion.
Oh, that's the best when you don't do anything.
It's very fair.
I've recently attempted to take vacations that didn't go well, so.
That's true. Maybe you shouldn't take, like, long vacations, because that seems to not be a good thing for you.
Why is not a good thing?
At this point. Just take, like, short days.
So the last two times I've taken vacations, in November, I got bronchitis and then had residual bronchitis for a period of time. And then this last time I took vacation, I was trying to figure out what was happening as a result of the bronchitis and then ended up with COVID. So
damn.
When I get days like this that are not attached to a vacation, I'm just going to do nothing. I'm going to pretend it's a vacation.
You can make like a fun little mixed drink and like put something tropical on the TV.
Oh, I was watching Criminal Minds.
Ashley has not ever. Do you want to know? Rizzy has only watched basically almost one full season of Criminal Minds, and it was season 12 before Shamar left. Like, she's never seen really anything else, but she watched that scene. We were just talking about that last episode.
Oh, but she needs like baby Spencer when he had his hair slicked back.
Actually,
when he has Gideon as like his dad.
She would sit on here and say maybe she's gonna watch it, but that's a bluff. That's
no,
show's
I'm
not
even. I'm not even gonna bluff.
Well, you know what's interesting?
I probably wouldn't. If you had it on, I will watch it and like
yeah,
actually
that's
watch,
really...
watch it, but not by myself.
Yeah,
it's interesting that you say that because that's kind of one of the things we're gonna talk about today with one of the quizzes.
Criminal Minds.
So. That's a great segue. No.
No.
Out of the two quizzes. You did both quizzes, right?
Yep.
No? Or, yeah.
No, oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. So Ashley is doing our two quizzes. And then if we have time, we'll talk about our astrological zodiac signs.
Oh, girl.
Which, by the way, for anyone who does have crystals and pays attention, tonight is a full moon, so if you're cleansing your crystals, you need to put them outside, just a PSA. Which, by the time this airs, that's not going to fucking matter, so just thought about that, but I'll put a whole post on our stories of the full moons of the month. Yeah, I realized, I was like, that was really dumb, but it's fine. So go ahead, Ashley, which quiz are we talking about first that you're giving us information on, and we will then talk about.
Okay, so we'll start with the one that people are more familiar with, which is the five love languages. This is one that I love to use in conversations with people I'm either just meeting or kind of, it's just a really good conversation filler when you have nothing else to talk about. So I can give a brief background of all of the love languages, and then I will ask you guys what your like top two are, and we can go into discussion about that. So the first one is words of affirmation. This is commonly associated with words speak louder than actions to me. So this is somebody who really appreciates someone saying like, oh, you've changed your hair today. I like the way that looks on you, or appreciates getting compliments, whether it's in person and kind of like in a public setting, or even just small notes of gratitude. Then you have your person who is about physical touch. So this is someone who appreciates that hand on the shoulder when you're telling them they've done a good job, or there are some more common associations that we all know about with physical touch. But when we are talking about this, keep in mind, this is not necessarily just in relation to your significant other. So physical touch could be how you and your best friend like to cuddle when you're watching movies, even though there's nothing sexual about the nature. It's very just platonic. There is receiving gifts. And this is not to be thought of in a materialistic way, but more so that you associate a memory when someone gets you something and you're just very appreciative of the effort that's put into that gift. Quality time is exactly what it sounds like, spending time with a loved one or someone you genuinely care about. And it doesn't matter what the activity is, you just enjoy being around them and being in their presence. And then, of course, acts of service is the last one. And this is actions speak louder than words to me. So it's not so much about what you say, but what you do to back up what you've said that I truly resonate and appreciate and focus on. So thinking of those five, ladies, what are your top two?
Ashley, do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
So my top two was acts of service and quality time. But there was a big difference in the percentages for those as well.
Were you surprised by your results?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I knew acts of service would be mine. Quality time, I thought, was going to be switched with words of affirmation. But I still was not surprised that acts of service was my number one. And I've taken this quiz a few times throughout my life, and acts of service has never wavered. The others have moved around a little, but that one's always been the number one. Rizzy?
So I actually told Jackie about this quiz, my Jackie, and she has the book of this. I didn't know there was a book. So that's cool.
There's multiples.
So mine actually were reversed from Javonda. So my first one was quality time at 37%, and then acts of service was 33% as my second. So it was like a close runner up to one another, but quality time outweighed it.
Oh, yeah, yours were really close, because mine was acts of service 37%, quality time was 23%. Was very significantly different. Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised in any way about your results?
I really wasn't sure what to expect. So I can't say I was surprised, because I was just kind of going into it blind. You know what I mean? But I guess it makes sense, because I like being with somebody in the same room even if we're not talking. I just like being around people because I don't like being alone. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally does. I am very similar to both of you in that acts of service was my number one and quality time was my number two. And then you think about the types of roles that we decided to go into for jobs. You think about the different types of relationships you might have had with your parents, the environment you were raised in. And that's part of the reason why a lot of people aren't surprised by their results, right? So like, for example, we are all in some type of way associated with healthcare, which means that we put a lot of ourselves into the work that we do. So it only makes sense that we probably have a hard time asking other people for help. So that person who goes above and beyond to help us, that's what we notice most. We're so busy focused on other people and people's pets and just making sure that we're providing a service to our community, our society, that we really appreciate it when somebody notices when we're struggling with something and can kind of pick up the pieces as they fall.
Which I know that's very true for me. Like, it means way more to me if we'll just use a scenario. Ashley's Rizzy's in town and she might not think anything of it, but I've gotten in the shower and she went, and you've actually, I think, done this before, like cleaned up my floors. And I'm like, oh shit, like you just thought of me. And I'm like, I don't want you to do that. You're on vacation. But like, it's that, oh, you thought of like, I was stressing about this and you've taken something off of me opposed to me having to do it.
Yeah, that really does matter. Like when somebody just shows you, especially at work, when people see that you're struggling and they just do it to help you. And they're like, oh, by the way, I did this. Like, damn, thank you.
So, is it bad I didn't think about it at work at all?
Because, I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
Matt has a good support system at work, to be fair. To be fair, like, I mean, I have my go-to people at work when I need something or I can vent to, like, Tyler, for instance. And in there, she's just like, mm-hmm. So I'm going to take this off your plate and I'm going to move this. Or the day where she actually changed my calendar to make sure that I took a lunch 2 days in a row. Because she noticed I had been stressing and I wasn't eating at work because there was just so much going on. But it's like the small things like that that you pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's a gang gang. I do feel like, yeah. I do feel like quality time always surprises me because I feel like I like to be alone a lot. But then I realize when I'm with people, I just want to be with them and like engaged in whatever we're doing.
Right. I'm like that too. And that's why I've been like trying to really not be on my phone when I'm around people, because like I really don't like, I mean, like if you check your phone when we're together, that's fine. But like, I just don't like it when you're constant, like having your phone out. So because I don't like that, I try not to use my phone at all and just like have that time together. But that was a fun quiz to take. It was interesting.
Yeah, I wonder, like the person who pulls their phone out. My favorite thing to talk about when it comes to this is kind of like that piece about the materialistic when it comes to gifts. When people talk about the love languages, it's the one that gets blown off the most because they're like, oh, receiving gifts doesn't mean anything to me. Or it's, oh, well, how much money was associated with the gifts? And you mentioned your friend talked about a book. There's actually like 5 to 7 books about the different love languages because they relate to your love language as a single person, your love language as somebody as a part of a couple, your love language in relation to your job, and then in relation to like your community and things like that. But there's one story that's always resonated with me when it came to talking about receiving gifts, and that's in the singles book for the 5 love languages, the author talks about a girl who was collecting teddy bears, and her boyfriend was really jealous because he knew one of the teddy bears was one that was given to her by her ex-boyfriend. And so the author talks about through his kind of ministry of sorts with this person, he said, if you really want her to get rid of that teddy bear, show her how much you appreciate and love her. Stop loving her the way you want to be loved and love her the way she deserves to be loved and through her love language. If you know her love language is receiving gifts, you need to show her you care and put effort into it from that perspective. And so there's a period of time that passes, but this person comes back to the author and is like super happy because he goes, guess what? That teddy bear is gone. And he's like the most enthusiastic person in the world, but it just goes to show like she no longer has that association with her ex-boyfriend because now this new person has come into her life and really proved to her that he loves her. And so she needs to replace that memory with a new teddy bear that's more significant.
That's a good way to look at it. Like a different, yeah.
And notice money is never the point.
And see, gifts isn't high on mine. It's not my last, but it's not high on mine. But I thought about the fact that for me, I don't really like receiving gifts. I always feel awkward, but I love to give other people gifts. Like I put thought in what gifts I'm going to give someone. And I always think that's an interesting piece to it that I've never thought about until hearing different people say like, oh, it's not just about like receiving gifts. It's really, it can be either or.
Yeah. I, even if it's something simple as like, okay, so my coworker knows that I'm like studying and she was like, well, you need to, one of the study habits that you can do is having like association with smell. So like if I do take a test and I'm like eating a mint, or if I have like a particular lotion on, like it triggers something to help you remember things that you were studying. So when I got to work the one day, I opened up my locker to a big bag of Lifesavers and with the note that says to help you with your studying. And that kind of stuff, like, I was like, wow, like, it made me feel really good that she went out of her way to do that, to give me those mints to help me. So I thought that was really cute that she had thought about me.
One, I love that. And two, right? Remember that book I just told you about with the habits? She literally just described how you trigger a new habit. That's really why I was telling you should read that book. Like, I think that's really cool how she perfectly described what that book's telling you about how you can get a new habit by having different cues.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that'll work by like eating a mint.
I had to break some.
And you do what? Oh, I had to break some.
And how to break some. It teaches you. Uh-huh. In the same sense. Like, to what you said, a good way of, like, say you didn't want to do something anymore, having a bad smell with it to break that habit.
Mm.
Oh, kind of like Britney Spears when she used to put Tabasco sauce in her nail polish remover so she wouldn't bite her nails.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, speaking mm-hmm. of hot sauce, did y'all hear about that Drake controversy?
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh god, okay, we're going to change topics real quick. I wanted to talk about this, but we all know I am pro women. I'm always, but Drake's not wrong in this situation.
No,
I do not feel like that was wrong. You were
no, that's not wrong. That's
I mean, he could have put something else in.
But you know, people do different weird things.
He could have put something else in the condom.
Okay, well, maybe that's just what he thought. Like, he wasn't thinking like, oh, she's gonna use it. Like, that was his remedy. Like, okay, hot sauce is
for sure. Most condoms are trans. Yeah, like, most condoms are translucent. So I'm also concerned why she didn't look at it and go, like, this is
I never thought of it that way. That is true, huh? Ew. The fact that it would have been red.
Right.
Ugh.
Well, that's probably she was trying to get him.
But, like, think about it this way, right? Like, it's sort of red, even if it's not, like, he dumped a whole bottle of hot sauce in there. It's, like, tinged pink. I'd have been concerned for him in that moment, regardless of, like, what my intentions were, if I had pulled that out of the trash can and been like, excuse me, sir, are you okay?
Am I going to be okay? Like,
exactly. Like, that.
Also.
Shady. It was so shady. I read that story, like, 3 times because I could not believe.
That was
like, is this wild. Real? And then I was like, there's no way you can you can't defend that. There's like, she's going to get her ass handed to her in court. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No.
I agree. 100%. I just thought that was wild. The whole thing was wild.
I can't believe she was bold enough to just come out and say that. Like, I don't know what friend hyped her up. What lawyer thought it was a good idea, but that is wild.
What legal advice did she get? Because I feel normal lawyer would be like, you should.
What friend
like, who said, I would not tell anyone that. Because dead ass, if either of y'all told me you did some dumbass shit like that, I'd be like, so you're not going to tell anyone you did that, right? Like, ever.
I hope.
Ever.
Tyler, let's be real. If either of us told you that, you have already given up hope. Because it's a lost cause at that point.
That's true. I'd just be like, I'm going to have to go see myself out the door. Bye.
Yeet.
Bye. But do you have any more with that quiz? We took a little detour, but you guys are used to that. So. Because
I
feel like
we covered most of it. I think it'd be interesting to know, like, I guess if you had to, well, you're both married, so like this works great for you. What do you assume your partner's love language is?
Oh, I already know Jake.
Tyler, yeah, I was like, Tyler, you know yours, so.
Yeah, I know Jake's. Jake's is words of affirmation. which I'm terrible at.
For Kevin, I
mine
would,
is
I
very
would
like
quality time.
I'm gonna hype you up by being like, go get that shit. Yeah. Okay. I think you and Kevin are very, you guys are very equally the same in that sense. Like, I'm gonna dote on Kevin for a second. Every time I come to see them, it is the cutest shit in my life that Kevin will call Ashley for everything. And I mean everything. He'll leave the house and call her and he's like, hey, boob, just calling to see. And I was like, y'all just talk about this is the cutest shit. And then they come home. It's cute. Y'all like hanging out all the time and it's cute. And you do fun shit.
Sometimes.
Or at least I think you do fun shit.
But it is cute. I like
that. Except for the fact that Kevin has still not got Ashley to watch all the damn Harry Potters. It's our he and I's life mission. It's our life
I'm
mission.
Almost there. How many are there? 8?
Life.
Ashley, they yeah.
Yes.
I'm almost there.
As the resident Slytherin, like this needs to happen.
Oh, Ashley, you didn't listen to our episode like 2 weeks ago because I know you're behind. I was trying to explain the game show to Ashley and I was like, Kevin, Ashley and I, and I was like, well, actually we wouldn't be on the same team because, and she's like, couldn't you lie? And I'm like, no, Ashley's a Slytherin. I'm a Gryffindor. Kevin's a Ravenclaw. We would not be on the same team. It was a whole thing. Ashley,
the thing is, I would want to be on the same
didn't you
team.
Take it?
I don't remember what mine was.
But didn't you take it?
She was a Slytherin.
You were a Slytherin. Yeah. So you and Ashley would be on the same team.
Okay, Gracie, then you can carry the backpack because I'm not going to know anything.
Oh, girl, I got us.
You know some stuff. Who's the villain, Ashley? Remember the song. Remember the Potter
Voldemort. Song
at the end.
Voldy.
There you go. See, you know some shit. Voldemort. Right?
I love how you say it with a French accent. You drop off the T at the end. There's another podcast where the guy was assuming like that was how his name was pronounced as well. So like for the first 2 episodes, he just keeps calling him Voldemort.
Voldemort?
Yeah, and then somebody finally like came across and corrected him.
It's Voldemort?
It's no. So it ends with M-O-R-T. So it's Voldemort. Voldemort is his name.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It has a French background.
I really didn't know there was a T. That shit is wild. Because
Mort... And there's your daily Harry Potter trivia. Woo.
So I would have failed that if it was a question.
Well, here, I got another one. Who is Harry Potter's best friend?
Ron.
I know you know this.
Didn't that come
out? Yeah!
I think I'm lagging.
20 points to Slytherin.
No, it came out. You got it. You were right. Okay. Ron Weasley.
Good old Ronnie.
My favorite part of this is the most she knows of those characters' name is because of that damn this Puppet Pal song.
Yep. That's an old Puppet Pal.
Voldy, Voldy, Voldy. It's the best.
That was like early internet days.
Nothing ever beats the video that of the friends. Hey, Aaron.
Oh,
since
annoying.
My mom's not here and your dad's not here, we can have a yes.
That was the first ever video.
If you guys have never seen
that on YouTube, the first ever one I ever watched that I remember. Crazy.
Mine too, because you showed it to me.
That shit is
the
funny.
First video I ever watch on YouTube. There's this video that's like a cartoon that's like the end of the world. Oh, I'll have to send it to you guys, but there's like a moment in there where it's send the missiles, but I'm late tired. Okay, we'll take a nap. And then send the missiles. But like if you talk to somebody who was basically like a YouTube nerd back in the day, everyone knows that one video.
Clearly Ashley and I didn't, and we thought we knew YouTube and we did not back then.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Ashley was a Vine person though.
I wasn't a Vine back in the day.
I couldn't do Vine.
I couldn't.
See, I don't do...
She was.
I did Vine, but I don't do the TikToks. And it's all the same.
I think that was part of the reason why I didn't do TikTok at the beginning.
I make TikToks now. I'm fucking funny.
Oh, okay. Funny.
Oh, you didn't see my one I just posted.
Oh, but I did. I saw both of them.
Both of them? Did you see who I got? For all, I did. All three? I'm
okay with Jules, that. Rue. Mm-hmm.
And Elliot. I'm fine with it.
Am I a part of the triangle? Am I going to make it a square?
I'm fine with it. No, Ashley, you made a TikTok. You were in my TikTok. You did great. TikTok. You were Pete Davidson. You were Pete Davidson. I was Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah.
We should have dressed up like that for Halloween, too. Oh! We could have. Granted, I think we just diverted a little. I think I might finally cave to Manning's request of dressing up as the Powerpuff Girls and being awesome.
Okay.
I don't really like Buttercup, but I'll be Blossom. I'm okay with it. Ish.
You keep everybody coordinated.
Yeah.
You'll have Jackie out here trying to be the prettiest girl at the party.
Yeah, Jackie can be Bubbles. If Ashley moved back here, she could be Bubbles. That's not me gaslighting you to move back home. Move back home so you can be Bubbles, bitch. You got 10 months to move back home so you can just come over.
Honestly, for as much trouble as we went through for our costumes, it's probably going to take about 10 months.
So Ashley was a part of our Cheetah Girls fiasco. That was a lot to get those Halloween costumes.
It was, and I hated it. I hated the way it looked.
I think yours, you and Jackie's and Ashley, I feel like all three of yours fit better than mine. Jackie's was on point. She was the winning one.
She was prepared.
Yours fit so well. Mine was goddamn high waters. I was out here trying to be like, swim in the seas. What the no. It was not good.
I don't know. I'm just.
And mine was red.
I mean, if you like squint
your eyes. I haven't washed mine, so I don't even know if it fits anymore.
You squint your eyes and turn your head sideways. It looks correct. Fine. All right, Ashley, we hijacked your part. What is the next quiz? Actually, I'm really, really interested in this one because I've never taken this either. So the background will be fascinating.
Okay. So the next quiz is known as the Four Tendencies quiz. So this is all about expectations and your response to them, whether they're internal expectations or outer expectations. So there are four groups that people are put into, which is the upholder, which is somebody who meets inner and outer expectations, the obliger, who meets outer expectations but has a resistance to inner expectations, the rebel, who resists all expectations, and the questioner, who resists outer expectations but meets inner expectations. What I really like about this quiz is this is something I came across, I want to say back in like August or September, but it really helped me to understand why I am very dedicated to getting something done if it's being asked of me by someone else. But when it comes to things I want to get done for myself, like being financially stable, for instance, I have a really hard time keeping to those goals. And that's the difference between your outer and your inner expectations. The goals you set for yourself, like your New Year's resolutions and how a lot of people tend to fall off from them, they are likely not upholders who meets those inner and outer expectations because they're kind of talking through it in their head like, oh yeah, January 1st, I'm going to get started on this. And then maybe by like March or April, they've come up with some excuses and some reasons as to why they don't really need to do it every day, much less every week. Versus the person who is really good about their inner and their outer expectations, which means no matter if I'm asking it of myself or someone is asking it of me, I'm going to make sure that the job gets done. So, turning it over to you, ladies. Which group did you fall into?
Wait, I'm curious, Manning, what do you think Ashley and I fell into?
So, Tyler, I think you're going to fall, For you, I'm a bit between the upholder and the questioner. Leaning more so towards the upholder. However, the majority of society falls into the obliger category. I just think you have very personal, like very high moral standards. And so like, if you say you're going to do something, you try to see it through as much as you possibly can. You're laughing and I can hear it. But the reason why I say the questioner is because if you don't believe something needs to get done or needs to be done the way it's being asked of you, you're a little more hesitant to get it done. You also tend to ask why. So like, I hear what you're asking me to do, but like, why are you asking me to do it? Why are you asking me to do it in that way? Is it important to do right now? So I'm going to lean towards questioner, and I'm probably horribly wrong because you were laughing.
And what do you think is Ashley's? I want you to do both of ours and then.
Okay. For Ashley, now, Ashley, not knowing you nearly as well, but what I know of you, again, I think you hold very well to those like outer expectations. And I think that comes along with the job function that you're in. Your inner expectations, I guess, in conversations with you, I would lean towards you're a little more resistant with those, but that might, I feel like you can talk yourself out of anything if you're, what's the word? I don't know what word goes here, you guys. If you really want to, I guess is what I'm trying to say for it. So I would say that Ashley is an obliger.
So I'm the questioner.
Nice.
So you are correct. I'm the questioner. I question everything, which is very true. I question everything. So Rice or Rizzy or any of your multiple names, which one was yours?
I was the obliger.
Do you have a swim?
No.
Oh, she was. Good job, Ashley.
Nice.
So you were on point. You guessed right.
Okay.
What is yours?
Do you want to guess?
What are the four again? Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't have my life pulled up.
No, yeah. You got the upholder. So that's someone who meets outer and inner expectations. Your questioner, who resists outer expectations but meets inner expectations. The rebel, who resists both outer and inner expectations. And the obliger, who meets outer expectations but resists inner expectations.
I'm between the obliger and the rebel for you.
What makes you say that?
Because you will uphold things if you need to, but you also will at times just be like, I'm overwhelmed with all of this. I'm not doing any of it. That's why I feel like the rebel can go for you, but I'm going to say the obliger.
Okay. Rice?
I was also going to say the obliger, but I'm probably wrong.
We're a team. We think this.
Either well, that no, one or the right. Second one.
Yeah.
That was right? Okay.
So, yeah. So I have some rebel tendencies, I will agree. But I am an obliger. So what's interesting about this breakdown, 41% of anyone who's ever taken the test falls into the obliger category. 24% questioner, 19% upholder, and then 17% rebel. So typically people who take this test tend to fall into the obliger category or the questioner category. When I came across it, I was reading the backgrounds to it and I was like, oh yeah, I'm probably going to be a rebel or an obliger. So when it came back as obliger, I was not surprised in the slightest. Tyler, you hit it right on the nose when you talked about like, for example, when it came to recording this podcast, you asked me to do something on Thursday that I did not get back to you until yesterday for, only because I knew I needed to get it done for the podcast for us to be able to record it today.
Mm-hmm.
But if it had been like me recording it, I'd be like, ah, yeah, I'll get it to them eventually. Maybe, might not ever. But, or like how I've been trying to be financially stable for 4 years. And I just finally decided to make the decisions to do that.
Fucking same. Well, I feel like, and you hit it on pretty brand with Ashley too, is Ashley's one of the most hardworking people I know. However, if it has something to do with her, she'll put it off at the expense of doing something for someone else.
100%.
So I always see that. Where she'll be like, well, I got to do this because of work. So I'm like, damn, but what about, you said you were going to do this for you. And you're like, well, I'll get it done tomorrow. I'm like, but
yeah, that is true.
You needed this. Meanwhile, I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me. Why are we doing this?
I hear this from you at least twice a day.
twice is generous. That's really generous.
I said at least.
I say this to everyone all the time at work. I'm like, I'm going to ask you questions. If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to ask questions. Our one manager, her and I have had multiple conversations where I'm like, this still doesn't make sense to me. And I need you to break it down because it's driving me crazy. I think this is also why I like to watch deep rooted shows, because then I can sit there and be like, huh, why did that happen that way? And spiral. Questions are always better for me.
So one of the things they talk about with this quiz is people who fall into the obliger category can really benefit from having an accountability partner. So if there's something that they really want to get done, having somebody who's holding them accountable to completing those tasks is pretty much the only way you're really going to make sure that it gets done. There's a story about a girl who really wants to get back into shape. And she's like, well, I ran in high school and it was no problem for me then. But for some reason, I'm having a really difficult time getting around to it now. And so the lady who created this quiz, Gretchen Rubin, mentioned, she was like, well, yeah, back in high school, you had an accountability partner. It was your team. It was your coach. Knowing that if you didn't show up, there was a likelihood of failing the any competitions they went to, not getting up to speed, things of that nature. Whereas like as an adult, there's nothing holding you accountable to going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's like a quote here that says, as an obliger, you can count on me and I'm counting on you to count on me.
That's actually really true. But I also feel like as an adult, I'm going to go on a tangent for a second. Going to the gym is just a pain in the ass because unless you have a nice ass home gym, it costs money. You have to go somewhere. Like, it's just a lot of extra steps. I would just like to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
Says the person.
You got to come up with a whole routine.
Or pay for one, which I have, but I also can't talk too much shit because I wake up at 4 a.m. to work out. But I fall off of that all the time.
Yeah. Because I've always been intimidated to go to a gym because I know there's like some process you have to have in your head. Like, I'm going to hit these weights and I'm going to do these many reps of this. But then you walk into the gym and somebody's on all the machines that you wanted to use. So then you're like, oh, now what am I supposed to do?
See, and as much shit as I just talked about, I like to do things alone. The gym is the one thing that I liked to do with someone else.
I never
because I didn't feel like intimidated if I was going. Like, my cousin and I used to go all the time. When I had a trainer, I was good because it was that he was telling me what to do. But if I didn't have him, I would go with Rachel because then her and I would like plan out like we're going to do this. And then I knew like it's her and I together. But I hate going, like I would hate going to the gym by myself. That's why like working out at home now is just better for me because I can't. It's awkward. I feel like the gym's awkward.
It is.
Because then you always get those like people who think they know everything about working out. So then they're judgy or they take up too long, or the like gym heads that sit, I am judging really hard right now, that would just sit on the same machine and they'd like do like two reps and then they'd be talking to their bros. And I'd be like, dude, I'm going to squat and like, you're in my fucking way. So like, are you done or no? Cause like, I want to go there, but you're taking up the space. And I'm not trying to fight you. I know I try to fight a lot of people all the time. But like, I'm not.
Fighting is good exercise.
Great exercise. Great exercise. If only I could. If only it would help me with some cardio. Like, if I could learn how to run and not die.
I mean, that sounds like an inner expectation to me.
I don't like running. Do you know how irritated I get when I see like the fitness post and they're like, "I like to run," and I'm like, "Who likes to run?"
Yeah, that is true. When you see people like running to get frustrations out. Nah. That is not for me.
Like the TikTok where it's like, if you see It's like, if you see me running, something's wrong. That's accurate. If I'm running, something is wrong. Something's chasing me. Something's wrong. I don't run.
I run for my patients. That's about it. I mean, like my physical people patients, by the way.
Not now, I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant, but I just... I tried to run at the apartment because it was by 43 and I could go on that trail. And I saw a snake one day. And that was about the end of that. Like I was jogging. I was listening to a like hip hop station because that was a really good like jogging thing. I don't know why listening to songs about like drugs is really good to run to. And I was going. And this fucking snake slithered across the thing. And I, if anyone on 43 saw me, it was not attractive. I ran. I went from jogging to running. Something was wrong. And then I like screamed and realized, I'm like, I have to go back that way. And I feel like it's going to come and get me. Like, I'm a very paranoid person. If like something jumps out at me, I then later on think it's coming back. Like if a spider's in the house, even if like I've let the spiders. Yeah. You had a giant spider. But if I get it out, then I think like, oh, what if it comes back? And then I'm paranoid for a while after. So I was paranoid and then I didn't run again after that. It's fair.
A spider didn't come back for like 2.5 weeks. That was so rude.
There's a spider lost in Ashley's house. She found it.
Alive?
Ashley had a spider in her closet. No, it was dead when she found it.
Oh, good. No, it's because I killed it.
Oh, I didn't know you killed it.
Yes, I killed it.
Good for you.
So there was one of, I don't even know what type of spider it was, but it's not a daddy long legs, but him was a thick boy. Like he was thick. So I was like going to my bathroom to use it. And I like looked up and saw a dot on the wall. And I was like, that's a dot that does not belong there. What you doing, friend? And I got closer and I was like, nope, not using the bathroom today or for the rest of my life. I need to move. And then finally, like a day later, thought nothing of it. So like 2 days ago, I'm going to take a shower and I looked over to my right and he was just sitting on the sill and I was like, death.
You hit it with your hand?
And it was like, no. You hit him with your hand? Oh, no. I hit him with like a shower gel bottle.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was also getting in the shower. So like if I had, we'd have been fine, but still.
That is scary. Yeet.
I conquered my fear. I've saved like 3 spiders and let them out of the house.
Wow. Okay.
I was really proud of myself. And then there was
I was about to say, good for you.
Yeah. But then there was a really like bigger one that I couldn't. I froze. So then I was like, Jake, let it out. Because Jake's like all about like not killing them. And I'm trying to be better, like one with the earth and shit. And like I saved those ones. But then I was like, Jake, I'm not. That one was a little too big for my standards. So you got to do it. And he's like, can it just live here? And I'm like, no.
Can it just live here?
You either want me to kill it or we're letting it out. So, yeah, Jake's all about, like, if he used to, he's just like, the spiders, they're a part of the balance. I'm like, they can balance outside.
Does your snake eat spiders?
Oh, fuck no. She eats rats.
So, like, you don't technically know if she eats spiders?
She's not gonna, that's literally, like, not even a potato chip to her would be a spider. Like she
all
eats
I'm saying medium. Is Jake's over here worried about the cycle of life.
She eats medium rats, dude. And
right.
One of these
even
days, like
snacky snack.
One of these days, she's gonna get a little too big of them, and I'm gonna be worried about the cats. But right now, we're not there yet. Sometimes she'd be looking at Loki, though, where I'm like.
I mean, Loki does look like prey because he's scared of his own tail. So
he's big. He a big boy.
Big.
He has some thick thighs on him too. You ever seen him run?
Yes, that's all I see him do, Tyler.
That is true. That is true. That's very true. He's always
running. The cat is terrified of me unless I have food in my hand or I'm asleep.
It's very true. Kovu's the one who wants to be your friend. What a dope. I hate that you call her that. It's been years and I still hate it so much.
I mean, it is what it is at this point. I don't want to confuse her.
Oh yeah, she'll be so confused.
I don't know if you heard the dogs barking. They were barking really loud.
No, I think those were good quiz. I did hear them. My girl Dolores out there in the streets being the thug. Well, so we do have some time. We could do a quick little, if you want, synopsis of our astrological signs. But I was going to say, okay. I know Rizzy doesn't know her moon and her sun.
I don't know heck about it, nothing.
Like she only knows her actual one.
Oh, well, we can very quickly do this.
I don't know if she wants all her information out there. You might want to text her in the group message and she give you all that unless you want your whole.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't care.
No, actually, it asks you some like part.
It asks you what time you were born, the city and the state.
I don't care. Is that a bad thing?
Oh, okay.
She said go hard or go home.
Should I?
No. I don't know. Do you know what time you were born?
Yeah. 7:47 p.m.
Oh, you were a late baby.
She was a late girl.
7:47 p.m.
I was born at 10:24 in the morning. I thought I was born earlier in the morning because you know how I like early mornings. But nope. I was born at 10:24. Except for I asked Donna Hart one time what time I was born, and she mixed up mine with Lacey's and then had like went back and forth with me for like 3 hours. And I was like, I found my birth certificate. You definitely told me Lacey's time of birth. And she's like, well, there's two of you. And I'm like, damn. Damn. You done. Like, dang.
Damn, I was the last born. I mean,
fair, but like. Right. I was like, you should remember me. I'm closer to your birthday. Like, Lacey's a Leo. I mean, granted, she's a Libra. I'm in the middle of them.
Okay, so, Ashley, wait, where were you born, city and state?
Where is Franklin Square?
Weren't you at Franklin Square?
Yeah, but where is that? Is that considered Middle River? I mean,
it's Baltimore.
Okay. It's Rosedale, Maryland, technically.
Y'all, it's Baltimore. They don't get that specific.
Look, I was like, I'll get very specific.
All right, so Baltimore, Maryland, November 12th, 1992, 7:47 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. You are very obviously a Scorpio sun.
Mm-hmm.
Moon is in Gemini.
Oh.
And your ascending is in Cancer.
Oh, that's why you're sensitive.
Yeah, I was like, there's a lot of water happening there.
It's not your fault you're sensitive. That's why. It's because you're a Cancer. You're always talking about how you're sensitive. That's why. It's not your fault. It's because you're a Cancer. It's okay. I got you. So from now on, when you're like, I'm sensitive, just be like, it's because I'm a Cancer.
That's why. I knew it had to be sensitive. Something like that.
Good shit. Good shit.
Oh, goodness.
Let me see. I don't think we have any. So I was looking at some of your other signs in here. Oh, like your Venus is in Sagittarius. I don't know where your Venus is, Tyler, but.
I'd have to look at mine again. It's been a minute. I mean, I can send you my shit.
I can look up your shit because we have CoStar.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that app anymore. I deleted it. But yes, you can look up mine. It will tell you everything. But why don't you explain the all of that to Ashley because she has no idea what we just said to her.
Yeah.
I got you, baby.
Give me just a second. I'm pulling out my chart.
I'm a Cancer. Body thick.
Okay, so your sun sign, that's the one that everybody knows, right? Day you were born, month of the month. Good talk. Yep. Talks about where the sun was positioned on the day you were born. So November 12th, sun was positioned in Scorpio. For Tyler, it was positioned in Virgo. When I was born, it was positioned in Aries.
Can I pause? You're also a Scorpio with Alan and Dave, and that's why they do that stupid Scorpio thing, because you guys are all Scorpios.
Hmm. Yikes.
No, I'm not kidding. That's really why they do that. I wish I could show you the symbol I did, but it's like they do a little sign and act like they have scorpion little like pinchers.
Okay.
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, absolutely. There you go. So you can do it with them next time you're here.
I'll think about it. I for sure will excited. Think about it.
That sounded off. Continue, Ashley.
Yeah, so your sun sign determines your ego, your identity, and the role you play in life. So this is typically like the personality that you show towards others. While I can't say as much about Scorpios, like I can say as an Aries, we're very passionate, we're proud, we're bold, we stand out. We wear our hearts on our sleeves, unfortunately. It's like if we're angry about something, that's typically the response that we have first is going to be the anger rather than processing some of the other emotions in the background. For Virgo, Virgos are a lot more level-headed. They are think before act. They are typically the moms of the group. I have a lot of Virgo friends, and I stress all of them out. But thank goodness I have them, because without them, who knows what I would be doing with my life right now. So, like, I have Tyler as a Virgo. My best friend Jordan is a Virgo. Our friend Rachel is a Virgo.
My cousin Rachel's a Virgo.
Yep. So, like, I am just surrounded by a healthy amount of earth elements as a fire element. You are a water element, by the way, Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio's a water element.
I'm earth.
Pew, pew, pew. Now, your moon sign. Now, this rules your emotions, your moods, and your feelings. This one, I don't know how to explain as well, because typically, like, I focus more on, like, the sun sign, but, like, my moon is in Aquarius. There was this TikTok a while back that said, tell me your moon sign and the last thing you cried about. So, me being an Aquarius, I said, last year for New Year's, I was invited out by a bunch of people to do things for New Year's, and I was like, no, I don't really feel like hanging out with people, but then I cried myself to sleep. Because I was lonely. And that is peak Aries / Aquarius energy right there, because I did it to myself. Why am I crying?
Right.
There's just no sense there. There's just no sense there. Like, sometimes if you think about situations like that and you go back and read the description for your moon sign, things start to click. So, like, for your emotions, let me ask this question. You're a Gemini. Do you have any scenarios where the same thing has repeatedly happened, yet you've responded to it in different ways? And I might have to give something more specific. So, what is something that happens to you often that frustrates you?
Bryce, this is you.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said Gemini. I'm not a Gemini.
Yeah, that's your moon sign.
That's your moon sign.
Oh, I swore.
No, your moon sign is.
What is something that frustrates me? Getting overwhelmed frustrates me. Is that okay. Is that valid?
And in, let me ask this question. In certain situations. Yeah, no, it is. So a follow-up question to that, are there certain instances where multitasking actually brings you a lot of energy and excitement?
Yeah. I can see that, but not at home. It's different. It's different when, if I have a lot of things to do at home versus at work. I don't know if that makes sense, but
that's still your Gemini moon speaking. It does.
Like, I do get excited when there's a lot going on.
It's the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, there's just a lot going on. It's overwhelming, and I get frustrated. And then you just cry.
These are facts. I get that.
Yeah, typically I would assume with Geminis, because Gemini is like the it's the twins. So there's a lot of duality in that zodiac sign or astrological sign. I would assume, and this is me not knowing it very well, so like anybody listening to this, by God, please do not quote me verbatim on this. I would assume that like how you approach certain situations flip-flops. So like in this instance, you get stressed out at home by being overwhelmed. Yet if you walk into work and there are several things to do, it doesn't overwhelm you necessarily. It causes you excitement because you're like, yeah, we're going to have a busy day. We're going to get things done. Let's go. But it's the same situation, just in a different environment. But your reaction to it, your emotional reaction to it, has a lot of duality.
Hmm. And this is like just Gemini business?
This is just your moon.
A moon. See, what is I don't understand. What is the moon again?
Because you have
this
three.
This is where the,
well, you have more
the moon
than
was positioned when you were born.
Oh, the moon. Okay, okay.
So like there's something called a natal chart, which that's part of the reason why they need your birthday, the exact time you were born, because within certain hours of the day, certain things shift. And then the place you were born, because your natal chart will show you like your sun is in this, your moon is in this, your Mercury, where Mercury was placed, where Venus was placed, where Mars was placed when you were born. And so all of those are in different houses, which is very, very specific, but also in different zodiac signs. So like your Venus is in Sagittarius, but your Mars was in Cancer. So like you have your, when people say what's your zodiac sign, they're asking you about your sun sign. But when they say your big three, they're talking about your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascending. And then some people really go into depth about some of the other planets and like where the zodiac fits into that. I haven't gone that deep into it. I have enjoyed zodiac signs since roughly like third grade. We had Gifted and Talented when I was in elementary school, and I did a whole project on the zodiac signs.
Wow.
Because I was a nerd.
That's cool to do that in elementary school. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, my dad thought it was a waste of time. I got an A, though, and that's all that mattered.
Hell yeah. That it's all confusing, like, when you just, like, come at it, like, in a new way. Like, it just, it's all, it's hella confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta break it down piece by piece.
Piece. I would recommend getting the CoStar app, because the CoStar app will give you your full natal chart, and it will also go into depth with those explanations for each of the signs. So it'll say, your moon is in Gemini. This is your emotions and how you, you know, perceive certain things about the world. Because you are a Gemini as your moon sign, you tend to respond to things in this type of way. You struggle with this, but you have a lot of, you know, good luck with these types of situations. What's interesting is in like a lot of zodiac things you'll find online, different zodiac signs rule different parts of the body. So for example, Aries, when you think of an Aries, it's a ram. Aries rules the head region. So a lot of Aries are prone to headaches and migraines.
Oh, that's interesting. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
What is a Scorpio? Like, what is that? What body part is
the Virgin?
Scorpio?
I'm going to find the page I used to look up. Why are you laughing, Tyler?
Oh, you guys didn't hear me. I said Virgo's the Virgin.
Yeah, I got nothing for you on that front.
That's why I was laughing.
Are you
the maiden virgin?
What
are you? Like, Virgo's like a... Me? Yeah. I'm a Virgo.
You're the Virgs. Okay.
I'm the Virgs.
All right. All right.
That bitch will forever be that bitch. There's like a few famous Virgos.
You want to talk about your two favorites?
I have one favorite. And then there's the other biggest famous favorite one. Like, everyone always talks about Beyonce being the biggest, like, famous Virgo. I just like Zendaya as being a Virgo because our birthdays are like day after each other. But like Beyonce's a Virgo, and everyone always is like, "Ooh, Keanu Reeves is actually also a Virgo."
Oh, Keanu. Okay, I know him. I know that guy.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll look at some famous Scorpios.
Charles Manson is a Scorpio.
Do you know a lot of serial killers are Virgos?
I was just about to say a lot of serial killers are Virgos, Scorpios, Geminis.
It's fine. Mm. We're fine. We're fine out here. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ashley, you know this. This is one of the most famous Scorpios. Your boy, Champagne Poppy.
Oh, is he? Interesting. When is his birthday?
Yeah, he's a Scorpio. He is October 24th. Leonardo DiCaprio is a Scorpio.
Leonardi.
I've got Lady Gaga.
Winona Ryder is a Scorpio.
Scorpo.
He's a what?
I said that really weird. I'm sorry. I said it because I was also reading Sierra and Diddy are both Scorpios. Whoopi Goldberg is a Scorpio.
Whoopi. Granny loved Whoopi Goldberg.
You got some goodies in there. I love Whoopi Goldberg. Ryan Reynolds is a Scorpio.
You got boss energy.
Katy Perry is a Scorpio.
That's interesting.
Kelly Osbourne's a Scorpio. Hmm. Julia Roberts. Bill Gates is a Scorpio.
Oh,
you got some goodies in there. Oh, Penn Bagley's a Scorpio. Joe from You, he's a Scorpio. Okay.
That's cool.
I knew soon. I was like, as soon as I say Penn Bagley, she's not going to know who I'm talking about. But what? If I say Joe from You,
I didn't
you,
even know that was his first name at all.
Got you. I got you. Yeah. Kris Jenner is actually a Scorpio. I mean,
is it Courtney who's an Aries?
Courtney is an Aries. Oh, look at you knowing. Yes, Courtney's an Aries.
She's the normal one. Of course I'm going to know that.
Mm. Are any of them normal? Oh, you got both.
As normal as it gets.
You and Ryan Gosling share the same birthday.
Who?
He's the one from The Notebook.
I know who.
Ryan Gosling is the one from The Notebook.
Are you talking to me?
You share the same birthday. His birthday's November 12th.
Oh, that's cute.
Huh.
I didn't
know that. That is cute. Look at you guys having like the same birthday. Oh. Some good ones. Ashley, what were you looking up?
I was trying to find this page that, oh, thank goodness he's a Taurus. Never mind.
Who?
Who?
There was a page I used to go to when I was younger that had like all the detailed information, but I couldn't remember if it would tell you all of the celebrities, including the worst of them. So like,
I know what you were looking up.
who did you think I was looking up? Because you might still be wrong.
Who are you looking up?
Hitler was a Taurus.
Taurus?
But I remembered his birthday, if I'm not mistaken, is in April.
Jessica's a Taurus. So it's on the cusp. It's right after.
Yeah, because he's on the 20th, so he is literally on the cusp. He is a Aries/Taurus cusp baby, and that's a whole different era of chaos.
It's the one right out. Like, my dad's Aries. And Alicia is, too.
Nice.
Alicia and Ashley Manning share the same birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
We're tax babies. That's what my grandmother refers to us as.
That's funny.
Jake's a Capricorn. Kevin is... Wait. Kevin's a Cancer.
I think he's a Leo.
Because he's July 30th. He might be a Leo.
That's a Leo.
Yeah, he is a Leo. 30. Yeah, look at you. See, Ashley, you did know something. You knew he was a Leo.
I only know that because it's him.
Oh, he's the same as Lacey.
I wouldn't have known the date. Well, I know his birthday date, but if someone's like, oh yeah, his birthday is this day, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a Leo for sure.
He's the same as Lacey. Lacey's a Leo. Because my mother was real fun having her children's birth. Lacey's a Leo, I'm a Virgo, and she's a Libra. A lot of energy there. But that was all the little quizzes. This cute little thing. Ashley, did you have fun coming on?
I did. This will be my first time on a podcast ever.
Oh, well, I'm glad we were your first.
If I had a bucket list, I would check this off. Thank you.
I was going to say something not appropriate.
Well, right, I was going to say you made it so nice and easy.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, so we're going to do. Go ahead, Ashley. We're going to do. Song of the Week. So since you're our guest, you can go last.
Okay.
Because I know you also weren't ready for this because I forgot to tell you.
Oh, you made it sound like we'll see.
I didn't tell her until we got on here. Fuck off. You're going last.
I mean, facts.
Rizzy, what is your song of the week?
I want to go with, from first to last, Waltz More. I don't know if I picked that one already.
Did you do that one already? I think you picked that one already.
Waltz More from first to last? Okay, let me pick another one. Okay, hold on.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on. I'm pulling up the podcast list, but I'm pretty sure you picked that already. You might not have, but you may have.
I didn't. Let me pick. I got to back up.
I really got to. I'm pulling it up. I just can't go that fast. No, you picked And We Have a Hell. So Waltz More is good.
Okay, cute. Love that. Well, that's mine.
So I'm going circa 2009 off of the No Ceilings CD, and I'm doing Shoes by Lil Wayne because I've been listening to that all day. Don't ask me why.
Okay. What was it? Good, what is it?
Good.
I don't know.
The hype is real.
That was such a...
What'd you say, Lil Wayne?
Shoes by Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne Shoes.
You don't remember it?
I'm sure if I heard it.
I know you know that song. Yes. Bitch, we used to listen to this shit in 2009 all the time. I got you. When you play it after...
I did.
After
no, this. I just played
so,
it.
So, Manning, what is your song? You remember it?
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying, but that's fine. No, go ahead, Manning.
Okay. I am going to choose the Kehlani song because she's my favorite. I'm going to try to branch out and listen to more artists this year, but she's still going to be my number one. I'm going to say Good Thing by Kehlani. Technically, it's by Zedd featuring Kehlani, but Kehlani's the actual vocals on the song. I don't know. I just like it because it's very empowering.
I've never even heard
I don't think Ashley's ever listened to Kehlani, so. Oh.
What is the song called?
You've heard her in my car before.
What is it? No,
Good Thing.
Good Thing. All right. Cute.
Yes.
She talks about, like, in the first chorus, she talks, the first verse, I buy myself seats at all the best restaurants and eat alone because it's like, I don't need to do this for you. I'm doing this for me. It's all about self-care and empowerment. I already have a good thing with me. Why do I need to ruin it by like adding somebody else into the mix? I'm happy where I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's branching out. Mm-hmm. Get Ashley to branch out too. Both of you can start listening to more artists. I listen to a lot of fucking artists. It's fine.
I'm just very happy in my little, like, bubble.
I agree.
I mean, I would say I'm not, but I still manage to listen to a whole bunch of new artists and then still re-listen to the same album, like, 600 times in a year. So I don't know how, I don't know how that happens, but it happens.
I'm just convinced you have more than 24 hours in a day.
How do you spell Kalani?
I don't know. I'm just doing something very wrong with my 24 hours. K-E-H-L-A-N-I. I can send it to you.
Oh, there she is. That is not how I was
spelling it. I don't have more hours in a day. I just listen to a lot of music all the time. Still curious, and Ash Manning, we did do our wrap-up review of our Spotify and stuff, and fun fact, both of ours stayed almost exactly the same, with mine still being Mac Miller and Taylor Swift in the top, and Ashley's was it Wallows and Harold?
No, actually, Harold was, like, number 5. I think number... I don't remember Harold. What number 2 was. Cheetos or some shit? I don't remember.
But number 1 was Wallows.
For sure, number 1 was Wallows.
Oh, yeah, it was Cheetos, because I was like, that's weird.
Because they were in my top 5 last year, but they were farther down.
You haven't been listening to Harold. He's going to know.
I know, Harold.
How's he going to know?
He's going to know.
Harold. Poor Harold. He's going to know.
He's definitely going to know.
He's going to know?
He's just going to know. He knows that Ashley, like, low-key loves him. And when I mean low-key, it's high-key for it. But that was a fun little episode. I'm taking my rings off, and I didn't realize how loud that is because I was putting on one there. Oh, man. If you guys have not yet, like, subscribe, follow, and we will catch you on the next episode. And also share this on your platform so people can hear it. I'm Tyler.
I'm Ashley.
One of you two.
I'm Manning.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.